Welcome back to another podcast by UTS Student Hacks. I'm Kelly, and today I'm also, again, joined with...
Roxanne.
Brief introductions. Hi, I'm Kelly.
Yeah.
I'm in my fourth year of law and business major in accounting.
And for me, I am in my fourth year of medical science and international studies, majoring Japan.
Perfect. Today's podcast is going to be about balancing uni and your life, because we're going to... the nitty-gritty part of the session where we've passed the administrative things, enrolling into class, things like that, and we're actually learning content now. But before we get right into it, get some water, fruit, snacks to accompany you through this podcast. So when I think about the phrase balancing uni and your life, the first thing that comes into my head is having good time management skills. What about you, Roxanne?
The first thing that comes into my mind when I think about balancing your life or uni is that, like, I imagine, like, a waiter holding, like, plates with, like, different things on them. So, like, with every plate on their arm, it's on their arms. It's, like, one is for social, one for lifestyle, another one for uni, and then another one for social. So then they're just holding all four with their arms straight.
Mm.
That's what I imagine. And then you kind of walk around with all four.
A literal balancing act.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a really good analogy. Like being a waiter and being able to balance everything in your hands, because it is your life. You're the one that directs it. So it depends on what you do and whether or not you can balance them correctly.
Yeah. Sometimes you have like too many plates and you might go a bit wobbly, but I mean, you gotta figure it out.
Exactly. My biggest savior when it comes to managing my time is using Google Calendar. Google Calendar literally has saved me so much time in making sure I get stuff done, especially being able to make sure my schedule is able to fit with the lifestyle that I have. Because back in the day when I was in high school, my timetable would be the same for the entire year. There was not much I could do with it. It's always going to be the same. Don't really need any planning. It is what it is. Whereas now in university, our timetables are very flexible. You decide when you want to take your classes. You decide whether you want it to be online or on campus, if you have that option. And you decide whether or not you want to work while you're doing full-time, part-time, university, things like that. It's really up to you. And Google Calendar, for me, has really helped me with that, where I can see gaps in my schedule and probably insert an activity that I could possibly do, or this is a time where I could do my assignment, or this is when I can actually work, and it just helps me stay organized. What about you, Roxanne?
Yeah. The same applies for me, because back in high school, we would often have like a diary for the week, well, for the whole year, and then would fill it out by the week and get it signed off. But that's the only major thing that I remembered using my diary for.
It got signed off?
Yeah, like you would have to ask like your parents to sign off the diary and hand it into the teacher, and they would approve. And if they didn't, well, you kind of had to stay back a couple times. So that's what we did back in high school, and I tried to use a diary or journal in first year and like the beginning of second year, but it never really worked out because I'm quite a forgetful person. So I would often leave it at home, and then I wouldn't know what happens for the day. So I'll just stand there, I'm like, I don't remember what I need to do today. That's why I kind of tried using Google Calendar as well. And often I would put like certain times of the day for like certain sessions, and using different calendars, like a study calendar and like a common calendar, and sort of looking at other friends' calendars as well to match up with some times when we want to meet.
Yeah, Google Calendar has that really cool component where you can actually share your calendar with your friends to see when you guys are free or available, or see when people are busy. Like, it's really good.
Yeah.
Especially in this day and age where, I don't know, as a university student, I'm always busy, always on my feet, always doing something, and I don't always have the time to reply to people, unfortunately. So I like to think that my reply game is good. But
you like to think.
But sometimes, just unfortunate, I miss someone's message, and maybe been a day or two, whoopsies. But things like that.
Yeah, it's really convenient, especially if you want to give it to like a close friend and they're like, oh, are you free this day? And generally it's like a busy week. So just chucking them the whole calendar is like, oh, you know when I'm free. Those are the slots. like easier to organize, especially if you want to meet up and catch up.
Not sponsored by Google Calendar in any way or form. We just really like using Google Calendar. I'm sure the people that also use Google Calendar would most likely say the same. Another way of organizing my time is having one page document that lists out all the assignments and assessments I have for that particular like autumn or spring session. And how I set it out is like the whole, all the dates are there for the semester, all the dates are there. And I can just always refer to that document to see whether or not I have something due soon, something I need to start working on, things like that.
Another way that I keep track of like my general week or like for assignments and stuff is actually to use the big A3 calendar that we offer at the Student Learning Hub, where we have these little stickers. It's like assignment due or study periods. I usually rely on that calendar that I stick in front of my table, and I just cross out the days when we pass every day, and then like it tells me when my assignment is. So if it's like in the next 2 weeks, if my assignment's coming up, then I better start it now. So that's like another way that I sort of like keep up with whatever's happening.
Both Roxanne and I have not just one way, but multiple ways of organizing our time to make sure that we don't miss anything. I want to preface that you don't need to fill up all your time. Be sure to have breaks. Have like time where you don't have anything planned, because something might go wrong, and then you can use that spare time to fix up or work on that thing that you need more time to work on.
I would also recommend that like in your busy schedule is to actually take some time out for yourself. So don't be afraid to to give yourself a break every so often. So, because you know, you're human, you need a break every so often, especially if you have so much going on.
Yeah, exactly. The next thing when I think about balancing uni and your life is finding internships, clerkships, and looking into graduate jobs. Roxanne and I are both in our penultimate year, meaning
we're in our second last year.
Yeah.
So
that means we need to start looking for, well, ideally.
Ideally.
We should start looking for ways of putting our foot into the industry that we want to get into. For me, I've used UTS Careers quite often to find relevant jobs within my industry and to just gain experience. What about you, Roxanne?
For me, when it comes to like looking for graduate jobs or internships, since we've been here for the past 3 years and this is our fourth year, you know, we've been making preparation for this day to sort of step our foot into the door. One of the main things that I use to sort of check out for the jobs that are, or internships that are also available for students, is to actually look at LinkedIn. Following certain companies, they would offer the job on LinkedIn, and that's how I get notified on like a regular basis, because I'm always on my phone somehow. So it's just easy to just, essentially.
Yeah, LinkedIn is another great resource that you can use. For those first years out there, or people who are just starting off in their degree, they're pretty early on, make the most of volunteering opportunities at UTS. There are a lot, and you might just meet your next best friend there. Some opportunities include peer network, the Helps Buddy program, and Respect Now Always.
Yeah. There's a lot of opportunities on campus to grow as a person and sort of to meet other people. So, you know, don't be afraid to like step out and try it out. So with everything that we've talked about, especially academically and like in a professional sense, we also want to touch base on, you know, taking care of yourself. Kelly, do you have something that you usually do outside of uni and work?
Yeah, so I've recently taken up volleyball. I used to do volleyball in high school, but ever since I started uni, I just never went back to it. And this year I decided to do it, and it's really fun. I really enjoy it, which is really good. And it really helps me clear my mind, not think about university and work, and just focus on just the sport. Simple. What about you, Roxanne?
For me, through peer network in my second year, I met some friends and we've been playing netball ever since. So it's been 2 years, and it's essentially my weekly exercise once a week that I often do. And, you know, I didn't like netball at all back in high school, but now it's like I really enjoyed it, and it also helps me keep active.
Yeah, so Roxanne and I both have something besides university and work that keeps us like active.
Yeah.
Like, let's just go out and touch some grass.
Touch some... There's no grass on a netball court. There's no grass. No. But yeah, it's like just... We also meet, you know, a variety of different people from different unis or different places. And, you know, being active, having that fun time with, you know, new people that you wouldn't often see is great.
Yeah, exactly. So we highly recommend taking up something outside of uni or work. It could be something related to sports. It could just be any other hobby. Like, I have a couple of friends who've taken up crocheting.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, and, like, the stuff they make are amazing. And to see their, some people really like seeing physical progress.
Mm.
And you can see from their very first crocheting project until now, you see so much improvement, and I'm equally as proud of them as they are to themselves.
Especially witnessing their journey through like the first project to now.
Yeah.
Something that is really important, especially for yourself, is to actually take some time to self-care. Treat yourself to things like taking yourself out for dinner, or, you know, setting up a bath as well, which is nice and relaxing, or, you know, meditating for a bit. What I often do is actually to go on the app Headspace and just taking like a 5-minute session of just like slowing down.
Another thing I've done, or I wouldn't say it's self-care, but it's a routine that I have now, is that when we had online classes for a whole year, I noticed that I always ate like my meals in my room.
Yeah.
And then I made the conscious effort of not eating in my room, but actually eating with my family. And so now we're just going to wrap up the episode with 3 tips once again. So tip 1, have an organizational system that works for you. We talked about Google Calendar.
Or trying like any other means, like OneNote or Notion, like trying other systems that work for you.
Yeah.
A second tip that I have is to pick up a hobby that makes you happy.
So for me, it was volleyball. For Roxanne, it was netball.
Yeah. So different balls.
Yes. And our final tip, so tip number 3, take it easy. You don't have to completely fill up your time.
And give yourself a break every so often. Like, don't be so hard on yourself if you need the break.
So thank you for listening. A special shout out to UTS Startups for allowing us to use the podcasting space that they have. You should really check out UTS Startups, as they have an amazing range of resources specifically for UTS students. So you should get in contact with them.
If you want to check out any of our previous episodes, they are on our website and other sites like Spotify. Just search up UTS Student Hacks. Don't forget to join us on our next podcast. Until next time,
see ya!